All in.
Yeah, Musk is going all in on that guy from the Epstein files.
And I'll continue to be visiting here and be a friend and advisor to, a friend and advisor to the president.
I'm not so sure that's going to happen. 30 seconds later.
You're so fat they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
The easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars.
Your money is being wasted, and the Department of Government Efficiency is going to fix that.
To terminate Elon's government subsidies and contracts.
So let me tell you what I really think about you. You got facial hair like a polar bear.
Oh, and the mean girls are just getting warmed up.
We'll remember you as we announce billions of dollars of extra waste, fraud, and abuse.
To which Musk replies, in light of the president's statement about cancelling my government contracts, SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft immediately. Now, normally, I would have some measured response to this about how this is not a sensible way to run a space program.
Unless it's logic, Spock. Don't you like that?
No, not really. Not this time.
Instead, I'm more like,
let them fight.
Oh, and boy, did they not disappoint.
Yet, Elon willingly, with all of the success, he willingly accepted the outrageous abuse and slander and lies and attacks because...
A few days later...
I don't know what it is. It's sort of Trump derangement syndrome, I guess they call it. But we have it with others, too. They leave...
And Trump's like, but Musk's a big-time drug addict.
Sorry, this is an actual freakout. Why is there cameras? Are you kidding?
And Musk immediately shoots back. Time to drop the big bombs.
And with this relationship?
I'm done. I'm done after this. I'm done with you. You can kiss me goodbye.
Trump's in the Epstein files.
You know who complained the loudest, the quickest and the loudest and with the most amount of righteous indignation? The fraudsters.
I will apologize profusely when there is a full dump of the Epstein files.
That's who complained first, loudest, and they would generally have this immense overreaction.
What, you mean like calling the guy who was rescuing those kids in the Tive cave disaster, pedo guy? You know, simply because he stated the obvious, which is your mini sub-idea, was stupid beyond belief. That is, the world's richest man took time out of his day to personally try and dig up dirt on this guy, spending $50,000 on a private investigator, while that same guy was risking his life to try and save these kids.
And I think we should have got on to him early on when he quite gratuitously called someone who was trying to help those boys in Thailand a paedophile. An American court pedo let guy. Him off, the pedo guy. I think he thought from then on, I can say anything I like. It doesn't have to be true. It's better if it's not true, and no one will stop me.
Yeah, calling someone a pedo is basically Musk's opening default argument. Elon was wearing thin when I asked him to leave. I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted. And he just went crazy. And Musk hears someone say that Trump should be impeached and Vance should replace him. And he says, yes. And I'm like, hang on, wait, what? This is news to these people that Musk does drugs and they think that's going to be a damaging revelation. And that Trump's in the Epstein files. Yeah, that's not a bomb. That's a Google search. And yes, to most people, it would actually be fairly damaging. It's just that Trump supporters don't actually care about facts.
In Springfield... they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
What is maybe more revealing is that Musk was actually perfectly happy to hang around with that guy from the Epstein files.
Become one of your best friends. He's working for free for you.
Well, I love the president. I just want to be clear about that.
I don't care about that.
I know. I love the president. I think President Trump is a good man.
Time to drop the really big bomb. Trump is in the Epstein files.
And he's, you know,
That's nice, the way he said that, you know? There's something nice about
it. Really is. Because
that's the real reason they're not being made public.
The president has been so unfairly attacked in the media. It's really outrageous. And I've spent a lot of time with the president, and not once have I seen him do something that was mean or cruel or wrong.
I will apologize profusely as soon as there is a full dump of the Epstein files.
Not once.
That is, Musk couldn't have been happier to have been first buddy.
Musk called himself first buddy.
To that guy in the Epstein files. Gosh, sure would be embarrassing if Musk said someone else was in the Epstein files.
Who does Bill Gates think he is to make comments about the welfare of children, given that he is frequented Jeffrey Epstein?
And that he wouldn't trust them to babysit his children.
He said he regrets those.
Exactly.
And
he spent a lot.
Actually, it turns out Musk was more than happy to let that guy from the Epstein files babysit his kid.
I wanted to ask quickly, Mr. Musk, what is your eye okay? What happened to your eye? I know this was a bruise there.
Did. Turns out even a 5-year-old punching you in the face actually does.
And keep his mouth shut about it until, of course, that guy from the Epstein files cut off the EV tax credit, which could well end up bankrupting Tesla. And Musk is all like, you wouldn't have even won the election if it wasn't for me. Such ingratitude. Yeah, regrettably for Musk, my memory goes back at least 7 months when this was happening.
All in.
Musk going all in on Trump is one of the weirdest things ever. If only there were a super simple explanation that explains everything. Oh wait, there is. Musk is going bankrupt, big time. And the only thing that'll maybe keep him out of jail is a presidential pardon. Precious. Precious need a pardon.
You're fucked, dude. I'm fucked. If he loses, I'm fucked.
It does seem that way.
Oh, hang on. Wait, they got 10 and 20 years respectively.
You can't just be like, just be like, yo,
I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is going to be? Do you think? Will I see my children? I don't know.
Yes, this is something apparently the Republican Party should be grateful for, that Elon Musk wanted to keep his sorry ass out of jail. As for his great moral stance against that guy from the Epstein files, yeah, that lasted less than a week, with Musk basically purging every post that he ever made on the subject, including this particularly funny one, with Musk adding to his big bomb tweet that, mark this post for the future, the truth will come out. And one of Musk's lackeys saying, Trump should be impeached and J.D. Vance should replace him. And Musk says, yes. And for peak idiocracy marks, all of that, mark this post for the future, the truth will come out stuff, has now been deleted by Elon Musk. As for Musk being instrumental in getting Trump elected, well, didn't seem to quite work out that way when, months later, Musk decided to put his entire weight, his entire political charisma, behind a judge in Wisconsin. He spent record-breaking amounts of money on this race, and it backfired spectacularly.
Yes!
I think this will be important for the future of civilization. It's that significant. So you don't hear me saying that very often. It's a big deal. So
of course, Musk is going to take this seriously.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Elon Musk.
Thank you.
Well, and, you know, like I said, this is just helpful for getting attention, and then, like, it's kind of fun to see the legacy media lose their minds over it, too.
All right, Wisconsin, we did it.
So, that's basically what's needed, is we need to generate an anomaly in the matrix.
You know, just moments ago, I received a phone call from Judge Brad Schimel conceding the race. And I want to thank him. He was very gracious, and I wish him and his family well.
And because I think there's currently, the Dems are 100,000 votes ahead.
And after Musk's great efforts at cheapening the whole political process by giving away giant novelty checks, they lost by about 200,000 votes.
But if the people that voted for President Trump simply vote on Tuesday, we will win. That's actually all it takes. Just vote. Boom. Done. Victory. So.
And to the people of Wisconsin, thank you.
You know, the reason for the checks is that it's really just to get attention. It's like we need to get attention and
I'm here tonight because I've spent my life fighting to do what's right. That's why I got into this race. To protect the fundamental rights and freedoms of all Wisconsinites.
I mean, it was inevitable that at least a few Soros operatives would be in the audience. Give my regards to George. Say hi to George.
Yeah, the man about to lose this election is the amazing reasoning that everyone who disagrees with him must be a paid Soros operative, which he thinks is a horrific abuse of democracy, while he is literally giving away novelty million-dollar checks to try and influence the election, while exuding, of course, his trademark Musk charisma.
USA! 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 USA!
To protect the fundamental rights and freedoms of all Wisconsinites. Yes!
It's somewhat inevitably, when I do these things, it causes the legacy media to like kind of lose their mind.
Growing up in Chippewa Falls, I was blessed with a loving family. Yeah, Chippewa! Yeah! Someone who values hard work, common sense, honesty, and who can tell right from wrong.
But, and they just have to say thumbs up and hold a picture of Judge Schimmel. And that's it. And you get $20.
But I've got to tell you, as a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world.
I think
Elon Musk spent $25 billion on Schimmel's campaign. President Trump also endorsed him.
In terms of political spending, I'm going to do a lot less in the future.
That I'd be taking on the richest man in the world. For justice in Wisconsin. And we won.
I think in terms of political spending, I'm going to do a lot less in the future.
And why is that?
I think I've done enough.
By which Musk means he's checked off enough boxes to make himself one of the biggest mass murderers in the world.
And UN AIDS says if permanently discontinued, there will be another 4 million AIDS-related deaths by 2029. So if you look at that example, which is backed up by data, in 2023, 630,000 people died of AIDS-related illnesses, then perhaps Bill Gates's figures are not wrong. Millions of lives could be lost.
And you might think that's hyperbole, so I consulted Elon Musk's AI, Grok.
Then there's AI with Grok, which you may have you used. Have you used Grok?
I have.
Okay, it's very good.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's really fun.
Asking it, how many people will die from HIV as a result of Musk's cuts to US aid? Just the numbers. And the answer comes back, 1 to 6 million.
Of things, and it's going to get the answer right almost always. Mm-hmm.
So where would 6.3 million rank on the list of world's greatest mass murderers? Just the table. And yeah, Musk is right up there in amongst them. You know, we're talking top 10 material. So I'm like, fine, let's break this down a little. So how many will die from starvation, HIV and the such like as a result of Musk feeding US aid into a wood chipper? Just the numbers. And it comes back with 3 million. So I'm like, break those numbers down by starvation, disease and so forth. And it comes back with the estimates of 3 million deaths within a year of Musk's Doge cuts to the US aid program include 1.6 million from HIV/AIDS deaths, 500,000 from starvation due to halted food, 500,000 due to vaccine shortages, and 250,000 from tuberculosis due to stopped services.
Disease eradication or something like that. And then when we ask for any evidence whatsoever, I say, well, please connect us with this group of children so we can talk to them and understand more about their issue. We get nothing. They don't even try to come up with a show orphan, meaning like this sort of like, well, can we at least see a few kids? Like, where are they? If they're in trouble, we'd like to talk to them and talk to their caregivers.
Okay, well,
and then we get nothing
in...
as a response.
You're a monster, Zork.
And why is that?
I think I've done enough.
So I ask Rock, describe the moral character of someone who would joyously boast about feeding US aid into a wood chipper, full in the knowledge that it would likely result in a million plus deaths. One line. Such a person would likely exhibit a callous disregard for human life, prioritizing ideology or personal gain over the catastrophic consequences of their actions. And I'm like, okay, well, that's just a generic question. Let's make this more specific. Characterize Musk's tweet about feeding US aid into a wood chipper. To which it replies, Musk's February 3rd, 2025 X post about feeding US aid into a wood chipper is flippant and provocative, boasting about drastic cuts with a gleeful tone that dismisses the agency's humanitarian role. It reflects a callous disregard for the reported consequences, such as hundreds of thousands of estimated deaths, prioritizing ideological bravado over human impact. Basically, Musk had a moral choice between going to a party or causing millions of extra deaths. He chose the latter. Bill Gates was clearly trying to sugarcoat this, putting Elon Musk in the most flattering light possible when he said the image of the world's richest man killing the world's poorest children is not a pretty one. Because that gets a heck of a lot worse when you add, which he chose to do instead of going to a party. I mean, damn, with corporate ethical leadership like that, it's a wonder that Tesla sell any cars at all. And this was all done to save America by reducing the federal budget, right? By some 30%.
How much do you think we can rip out of this wasted $6.5 trillion Harris-Biden budget?
Well, I think we can do at least $2
trillion. Yeah!
Yes.
$2 trillion.
You know, he's not cut it by $2 trillion. He's cut it by about 150 million. That's about 2%.
The mindset of a lot of people. A lot of people thought, you know, maybe we'll cut 1% or 2% or 3%. Then they said, well, we can cut a lot more than that.
And that's if you believe everything that he said. It's actually probably more like 0.2%. Somewhere between 90 and 99% overpromised. That is that Musk actually delivered about a couple of percent of what he said he would in the name of government efficiency.
Yes!
And because it's fun to watch Musk's own AI turn against him and stab him in the back, I asked it, has Doggy saved any money? One line. Doggy claims to have saved 180 billion, but only 63 is verified, while cuts may cost the taxpayer 135 billion due to inefficiencies and legal challenges. So it's that yes or no that Doge will probably end up costing the US taxpayer more or less. One line. Yes, Doge will probably end up costing the US taxpayer more. So does that mean that Elon Musk's Department of government efficiency has actually made the government less efficient. One line. Yes. Doge's aggressive cuts and lack of transparency likely reduced US government efficiency by disrupting essential services and creating legal and operational chaos. Which, of course, I was predicting long before Musk even got his grubby little hands on government. The doggy department will be a disaster, an absolute unmitigating failure. And it turns out it's all completely pointless anyway, because federal spending is up by about 2% this year. That is, the federal budget hasn't gone down, as Musk promised, it's gone up. So where is Musk now? Well, you know, having pissed off some 90% of his core market, and pissed off the remaining people who didn't even buy his cars, as well as pissing off, well, basically the entirety of Europe, as well as giving maximum effort to portray himself as a cartoonishly evil monster devoid of conscience or morality. Yeah, Musk is the sort of captain of the Titanic who would, after the ships hit the first iceberg, yell, "Why are we slowing down? There's plenty more icebergs to hit." He's literally burned every single bridge to everyone who might possibly want to buy a Tesla. That is, it's a growth company without growth. And at the moment, it's actually running at a loss if you exclude the tax breaks and government subsidies and so forth. You know, it's royally, royally boned. And its great new product of the Cybertruck has been a great money sink for the company. Now, if you're on Grok's assessment of this, Tesla's pulled in some 25-odd billion in profit over its 25 or so year history, with 15 or so billion of that coming from government subsidies. That means that over its entire lifetime, it's only made some $10 billion, and Musk owns about 10% of Tesla, so maybe his share of the profit, so to speak, would be about $1 billion. But isn't Musk worth hundreds of billions of dollars? Yeah, exactly. Musk isn't rich in the normal businessman sense that, you know, he made something and sold it for a profit. Musk is rich because he's convinced a cult that his current money-losing company, which has now alienated its entire customer base, was actually worth more than all of the other car companies in America. Strip away the delusional value, and Musk merely owns about 10% of a money-losing car company. You know, asking Grok, is Tesla profitable at the moment without government handouts from the US taxpayer? One word, and the answer is no. Yeah, it's almost like even Trump could smell Elon Musk's bullshit in 2022. When Elon Musk came to the White House and asked for help on his many subsidized projects, whether it's electric cars that don't drive long enough, driverless cars that crash, or rocket ships to nowhere, without which subsidies he'd be worthless. And telling me how he was a big Trump fan and a Republican, I could have said drop to your knees and beg, and he would have done it. The only thing that remains to be seen is, does he end up like Sam Bankman-Fried or Trevor Milton or Elizabeth Holmes? You know, other billionaires who delivered 1% of what they promised and ended up spending the best part of a decade in prison for it. Or will he end up like Trump, who also ran a series of scams and failed businesses? Hell, he even started his own crypto coin the day before taking office. And now you have the US military. Yeah. Biggest military in the world, parading for Donald Trump's birthday, sponsored by...
Special thanks to our sponsor, Coinbase.
Yeah, there's a lot to be depressed about. However, I can't lie, seeing a full-on bullshit billionaire Jerry Springer-style catfight between these two warmed the cockles of my heart. And if you've ever sat there and thought, God, does Musk have a punchable face?
I wanted to ask quickly, Mr. Musk, what is your eye okay? What happened to your eye? I noticed there's a bruise there.
You'll be happy to know that even Musk's kids agree with you.
He did. Turns out even a five-year-old punching you in the face actually does.
Yes!
And that's today's video. If you enjoyed it, maybe give it a thumbs up. And if you really like the work of this channel, you can always subscribe or directly support this channel through Patreon. And as ever, thanks for watching.